Blog Talk Radio.
Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know that I'll be satisfied. I'm saying any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know that I'll be satisfied. Well, say good evening to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. It's Sunday evening. It's worship time. And so we're so glad to be with you. We had a grand time today with the saints at the Far West Church of Christ, 4130 South Roosevelt Road, and want to always say thank you to Pastor Luke Miles, his lovely wife Kim, and the leadership there, Wayne, and the rest of the guys there for such a warm welcome. We had a great time today talking from the subject of strength. Good to see you, Kerwin. Amen to you, Doc. And so this evening, we're going to launch off into another area, and we're going to talk about touch, what it means to be touched. And we know some of us are touched, but there's another touch we need to be touched by that has healing power. Good evening, Tina Carrillo. Good to see you this evening. From the wife on Blog Talk Line. Again, for those of you who want to call in, you can call in on 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767. I want to invite you all out next Sunday. Bible class, I believe, is at 9 o'clock. Morning worship is at 11 o'clock. Those of you in the Des Moines, Iowa area and close around there, for I will be there. I'm a guest speaker at King of Kings, NBC. So that's at 619 Southeast 15th Street, 50317. And so we just want to thank Pastor Jordan and all those that work along with him. I believe this is their fifth year anniversary there, but has invited us to come down. And it's always good to come home. Looking forward to being there and seeing all my friends and family. And spending a couple of days with my family as well. Good to see you, Melanie Brown. And so for those of you who are just now coming on, if you could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. We're going to sing a few songs. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. And then we are going to sing about three songs, and then we are going to have our invocation, which is our prayer, and then we will get to the business at hand, the communion, and then the word of God. Shelter in the time of storm. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. A secure whatever ill betide. a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. But Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm, and a shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. I know fear the Lord, no foes of fight, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. I will never leave a safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. Amen, somebody. Get a drink. For my joint cup. Amen, somebody. Nothing like water. God knew what he was doing when he provided us with water. Just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it made my heart in love and raised my little above. And now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Oh, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest rock, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little purple yearning at your heart, to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And sometimes my path seems dream without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Hey, well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now, if you feel a little purple yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Alright, and I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. And I go to him in prayer, well, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little purple yearning at your heart, to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little fearful, God's heart to heaven is turned, you will find a way to talk with Jesus. Makes it right, all right. I may have doubts and fears, and my eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. And I go to him in prayer. Well, he knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. So come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. Just a little talk with the Master, with Jesus, makes everything all right. Amen. Wonderful words of life. Sing for again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, the wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Now Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving God, wonderful words of life. I see it, doesn't it? Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, the wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Amen. Good to see you, Mother. I see you, Andre. Hope everyone is doing wonderful this evening. Desmond, how you been, man? How's everything going, Doc? That's a powerhouse right there. Love that brother. I've always enjoyed sitting at his feet, listening to him at the youth conferences when I've heard him, I think, once or twice. And I've always enjoyed listening to him sing. He is a barrel of emotion. Amen, somebody. Just enjoy him and his brother Dwayne as well. We're going to sing one more song. Those of you that have come on, if you could share the video, we definitely appreciate it. And then we will get to our invocation. Oh, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the words thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. They tune in. How great thou art, how great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. That God is Son, not sparing, sent to him to die, I scarce can take it in. But on the my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then I sing my soul, my to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, when Christ shall come. Don't miss your shout now. With shout of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow in a humble adoration, and ever proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then I sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, then I sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Amen. How great thou art. You didn't know your soul had a song. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Bow with me this time. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, you give honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for just being a great God, and beside you there is no other. Father, we love you. Father, we love to try to show you how much we love you by continuing to do the things that we need to do that will be pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight. Please help us, and please forgive us of any sins we may have committed through omission and commission. We may have trespassed against you, or we may have trespassed against others. Fathers, we ask you today to help us in our daily walk. Pray for my sister Lois, looking forward to seeing her next weekend. My sister Phyllis, looking forward to seeing her next weekend. And the rest of my family, looking forward to taking a look in on my mother, who's on with us tonight. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in ways she readily stands in need of. Praying for her business, that Paparazzi Jewelry business is starting to take off. She will be a director soon, looking forward to seeing great things from her as she continues to move forward in that. And so we're asking you, Father, to continue to bless her and bless those that are working with her, our ministry as well, which supports the jewelry part of it, supports the homeless ministry and our young students going on to college. Father, we're also looking for others that are being under her tutelage, under her watch, that have signed on and will do well. But Father, we're praying for that accordingly. Now, a special prayer tonight for Sister Andrea Lugo. I should be with Mom Lugo, strengthen her way she stands in need of. Had a text this evening that she's having problems with her other thumb. And so she has two thumbs that are fractured right now. Father, the arthritis, that relative that never leaves, seems to having rain. Asking you to be with her, stay steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the faith. She's been on the battlefield a long time. Be with her health as it continues to, as she continues to mend. One thumb she had a problem with here when she was here for the meeting, and found out at the completion of the meeting that she went to the doctor that it was fractured, and then also just got back from the meeting from Texas with Pop and found out that that one was fractured. So, Father, we just ask you to be with her, stepping her in ways that you know she really stands in need of. Also, Father, we're praying for Jeremiah this evening. Jeremiah Miles, actually, to be with family, Miles family, very powerful way. Special prayer for Jeremiah and Isaiah, as you to bless them and keep them in the ways they stand in need of. Be with their mother, be with their father, be with their siblings. Ask you to continue to strengthen them. Father, we're looking for a breakthrough. We know that you're an awesome God and that you are a healer. And so we ask you to. Everyone's been asked to pray for him, and so we're asking you to pray for the health of Jeremiah Miles. Father, we had two that came forward this morning. One family of seven. I have seven children, so a family of eight. I should continue to bless her and strengthen her the way she stands in need of. Father, we ask you to be with her as she says that she's looking for a church home, and we pray that she has found that and will make it back there again to Far West. We're praying also for the granddaughter of Sister Mosley. I should be with her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. Thanking you for the provisions you provided for her, keeping her very busy, which is what is needed at this time. But she expressed some discomfort and some sadness for the relationship with her father. And so, Father, we ask you to help to mend that and to help her in ways she readily stands in need of. Father, we ask you just to be with all of us as we strive to make heaven our home, that we'll be better. And we're praying a special prayer this evening for the teacher's strike here in Chicago. Praying for the mayor's office, praying for the teacher's union, praying for all those involved, kinder and more logical minds will come together and that they will be able to solve this problem based on the fact that over 300,000 kids or youth are out of school because of it. Father, we're just praying that it will come to a peaceful ending soon. We're thanking you for those that came on tonight, praying for Dwayne Winrow, praying for Desmond Anderson, praying for my mother, praying for Tina Carrillo, and praying for Kurt. We may ask you to bless them all and strengthen them in ways they really stand in need of. And a special prayer for my wife, my jewel, my queen. Ask you to be with her and strengthen her in ways she really stands in need of. Got a prayer request today, Father. We know that you've already granted it. So we ask you to continue to be with her and be with us. Be with me and be with us as we continue to forge forward on your battlefield. Praying for the remainder of our families. Ask you to correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. And any other requests that we may have missed or been unaware of, Father, we're praying that it will go well. Praying for the Far West meeting next week. Praying for traveling grace as I travel to Des Moines, Iowa, and enjoying the time there and also getting a chance to deliver a word of God. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us. This is our prayer today in Jesus. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. It's communion time. It's communion time. All are here, far away, stood at old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best forever of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a cross. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it on the Calvary. Good to see you, Belinda. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. We come down to this portion of service where we partake of the Lord's Supper. We find in Acts 27 that it was upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. The Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23. He said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and after he had supped, said that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread unworthily and drinketh the cup, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among you, and many did sleep. Let us give thanks for the bread and the wine. Father, God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and thank you for this cup, which is your shed blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart, and we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of all faith. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take of the bread and the wine. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous attraction for me. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. Thank you, Lord. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The song that we're going to sing for the Word of God. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Sing with me, if you will. I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it was still on Jesus. Oh, I said that I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still. It's still on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, well, don't you know it is still on Jesus. Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still on Jesus. Oh, I said I woke up this morning with my mind, and don't you know it's still on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, but don't you know it's still on Jesus. Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, yeah. I was walking and talking with my mind, don't you know it is still on Jesus. Whoa, I was walking and talking with my mind, don't you know it is still on the Lord. I was walking and talking with my mind, well, don't you know it is still on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. is an awesome God, is he not? Well, beside him, there is no other. Once we come into realization of that, that no one can take my God's place. No one has the power. Nor does no one have the intestinal fortitude to take my Lord's place. I serve a God that's better to me than I've ever been to myself. When I find myself crying, he's compassionate. When I find myself down and out, he's lifting me up and providing for me. I serve a God that loves me and loves you and reigns on the just and the unjust. If you have a copy of God's manuscript in front of you, we're just going to take a look at three verses tonight. Take a look at a man that needed to be cleansed. Are you dirty? Are you dirty? Is the theme for this evening. Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4. In this lesson today, you're going to see a cry. You're going to see the compassion of Jesus. And then you will see the command of Jesus. The cry, the compassion, and the command. Amen, somebody. Matthew chapter 8, I'm reading from Holman's Christian Study Bible, you read for your translation. The Bible says, when he came down from the mountain, and I want you to understand, the mountain that he was on was the mountain that he gave the Beatitudes on. Multitudes had followed him there. And so he taught them attitudes that they should be like. But when he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. Jesus drew a big crowd, and they followed him. The Bible says right away, a man with a serious skin disease came up and knelt before Jesus, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Right off the bat, we see someone that's in trouble. Someone that's in a condition that they can't change themselves. Right off the bat, we see in the midst of a multitude of people clinging and following Jesus, here comes a man breaking corporate protocol, breaking traditional layout, and he comes and he kneels in front of Jesus. That would be wonderful. Except this individual has something very unique about him that would normally cause him not to throw himself not only in crowds, but even to come to anyone. He has what would be considered the AIDS of today, which would be leprosy in the ancient world. Now, leprosy is an interesting scenario because it was a skin disease that caused you to be excommunicated from the crowd. Turn with me over to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus chapter 13. We'll start reading there. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. When a person has a swelling scab or spot on the skin of his body, it becomes a disease on the skin of his body. He is to be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons, the priest. The priest will examine the infection of the skin on his body. If the hair in the infection is turned white and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a skin disease. After the priest examines him, he will pronounce him unclean. But if the spot on the skin of his body is white and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair in it is not turned white, the priest must quarantine the infected person for 7 days. The priest will then reexamine him on the seventh day. If he sees that the infection remains unchanged and has not spread on the skin, the priest must quarantine him for another 7 days. The priest will examine him again on the seventh day. If the infection has faded and has not spread on the skin, the priest will pronounce him clean. It is a scab. The person is to wash his clothes and become clean. But, a three-letter word that changes things. Verse number 7, if the scab spreads further on his skin, after he has presented himself to the priest for his cleansing, he must present himself again to the priest. The priest will examine him, and if the scab is spread on the skin, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. He has a skin disease. Let's keep reading. When a skin disease develops on a person, he has to be brought to the priest. The priest will examine him. If there is a light swelling on the skin that has turn the right hair and the patch, and there's a patch of raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic disease on the skin of the body, and the priest must pronounce him unclean. He need not quarantine him, for he is unclean. But if the skin disease breaks out all over the skin so that it covers all the skin of the infected person from his feet, from his head to his feet, so far as the priest can see, the priest will call it, will look. And if the skin disease has covered his entire body, he is to pronounce the infected person clean. Since he has turned totally white, he is clean. And it goes on and on and on. If it has a boil, if there's a burn on the skin, talks about all of that. Fast forward to me, the verse to chapter 14. The Lord spoke to Moses. This is the law concerning the person affected with the skin disease on the day of his cleansing. He is to be brought to the priest, who will go outside the camp and examine him. And if the skin disease has disappeared from the afflicted person, the priest will order that 2 live clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop be brought for the one who is to be cleansed. Then the priest will order that one of the birds be slaughtered over fresh water in a clay pot. He will take the live bird together with the cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop, and dip them all in the blood of the bird that was slaughtered for the fresh water, over the fresh water. He will then sprinkle the blood 7 times on the one who is to be cleansed from the skin disease. He is to pronounce him clean and release the live bird over the open countryside. So there are various things that are traits that were put in order for man to be clean when they was caught with a disease. Apparently, this man has already been to the priest, has already been pronounced unclean, because the Bible says right away, a man with a serious skin disease came up and knelt before him, and he said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." What do you mean by that? Well, if you had leprosy, anyone who came in contact with the leper would be ritually unclean, and also at risk of his or her own life as an unclean leper. Lepers were outcasts directed to stay far away from healthy people. They also were obligated to warn anyone who might come near. But this leper, gave no warning. He came directly to Jesus. There were a multitude of people, crowds following him, and asked Jesus, said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Notice he didn't say, "Can you make me clean?" As if there may be doubt. He knew without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus was the one that could help him. What are you trying to get at, preacher? I want you to see faith in a leper. Here is a leper, a person with leprosy that still has faith. He would not allow anything to stop him from getting to Jesus. He was willing to violate acceptable practice even when he approached Jesus. But what I like about him is when he came to me, he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." I know you have the power to do it if you're willing. But he comes with respect. A leper with faith also has respect in Jesus because he calls him Son, calls him Lord. Notice what takes place. Reaching out his hand, verse 3 says, he touched him, saying, "I am willing, be made clean." And immediately his disease was healed. See, remember I told you that anyone who came in contact with a leper was ritually unclean. That you cannot defile or unclean Jesus. Jesus' touch was purposeful, and not only did Jesus remain clean once he touched him, he also made the unclean clean. Are you dirty? Do you need cleansing today? Jesus is compassionate on a leper. The leper cried, pleaded and begged for healing. And Jesus, spite of what the tradition of man was, restores this man by touch. Touch. He has the authority and the compassion to heal physical diseases. He used the word hapto, which means touch. It literally means to fasten to or to hold, lay on to break into bodily contact with another. Jesus was not hesitant, nor did he not have the ability in spite of the man's condition. I want you to understand. No matter how bad your situation looks, no matter how rough your healing situation is or how sick you may be, Jesus is a great healer. But after the cry, after the compassion, comes the command. Jesus told the man, see that you don't tell no one. Don't broadcast this to anyone. But you go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed as a testimony to them. You go and do what the priest should do. But you are cleansed. But the command is tell no one about the miracle that has just taken place. Isn't it interesting? I don't know about you, but that God's command, I would have to obey the command. But don't you see how difficult that may be? You were here, you are unclean. Jesus has now made you clean. And he don't want you to tell nobody. People that see you should see a difference. So you ain't got to tell them nothing. They should be able to observe the difference in you. But to be pronounced clean. Whew! I know that made him feel wonderful. You can, because now you are back in the fold. You're not an outcast. You're not ostracized. You're now back amongst the people and not looked at crazily. Question I asked you at the beginning, how dirty are you? Jesus can clean you up. If you need to be cleansed, comes by hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing of your sins, being baptized in the water of grave for the remission of your sins, and a New Testament Christian rises to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. All old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Follow the command of Jesus, and you can follow the command of life. You need prayer? Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly. You shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Whatever your needs are, Jesus has come. You need prayer, type it in. Call in 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. I'll talk to you right now. Those of you that may be in Norway, those of you that may be in Canada, those of you that may be in the United Kingdom or the continent of the United States, call in 619-924-0767. We will talk with you right now. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh how I love, how I love. Calling your name, oh Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus. Every day, your name is the same. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how I love, how I love, calling your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, every day. Every day, your name is the same. Don't forget to pray for those that are desiring the prayer. You pray for me, I pray for you. We'll continue to lift up one another to the throne of grace. Good to see you, Ben Thornley, this evening. Hope everything is well with you. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for, giving Jesus Christ and him crucified. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Good night. If you'd like to give, we have online giving. It's commanded to give. And if this ministry has blessed you or is blessing you, please make a donation. It goes far to be able to help others receive the Word of God. You can use our Cash App. You can use $GCOC1. You can use our PayPal account. You can use our Golgotha Church of Christ website. Donate there on GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com. Good to see you, Terry Thompson. Go to the More tab on the front page, and you'll see donations. You can give a donation from either a dollar to whatever amount that you choose. Or you can make a tithe offering if you choose. Your donation goes a long way. Have a great evening again. I'm looking forward to seeing all those of you next Sunday morning in Des Moines, Iowa, as I'm the guest speaker at King of Kings Missionary Baptist Church, and on 619 Southeast 15th Street. And we're going to have a great time with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a good evening. Love you. See you in the morning for prayer at between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. Have a great morning. God bless. In the name of the Lord.